Shalom Ubracha. How do you understand Yuhura? I understand to mean that although certain practices are ideal and were once done by a majority of Jews, today if most Jews no longer do them, one shouldn't do them either. So although Jews used to wear tefillin in the street when they walked to shul or wore them all day, we should not do those things today, Mishum Yehura. Why should we lower the bar of observance to what most Jews do instead of encouraging others to raise their level of observance and readapt those things? Also, how does one decide when Yehura applies? One lives in a place where most people rely on the Bach, is it Yehura to be makbid on Yoshan, or to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, fast Bahab, etc.? Thank you, Yitzchak Schuster, Forest Hills, New York. Yehura has two aspects to it. One is klapei chutz, how other people perceive it, and if you are somebody who people realize are a person who is extra makbid, extra machmir in every area, and therefore will not look upon you as trying to be a big shot because you're machmir on one thing or whatever that other people aren't, then that's not Yehura. If there are a significant amount of people who are makbid on Yoshan, so it's not Yehura to be makbid on Yoshan and so on. However, if it's something that very few people do, and people would look at you as, who do you think you are? Right? Not because you are not the kind of person that they feel is fit for these chumras, then that's Yehura. There's also Yehura klapa yourself, gavolev. Right? Are you doing this because you really are concerned about being makbid on a halacha and being machmer? Or are you doing it because you want to make yourself feel like you're somebody special, even though perhaps in this area you're not? That is the shikul of what's considered Yehura and what's considered legitimate chumra, hakpada, that perhaps you're on the level to have, whereas other people perhaps are not.